Africa, land of my fathers. Africa, the motherland. Africa, the cradle of civilization. La la la. La la la, la la la, la la la. This is the story of the greedy hyena. Now the hyena is a very curious animal, always slinking around as if he's about to do something that he shouldn't. And that snickering sound that he makes, well, that merely adds to his suspicious nature. This story also demonstrates just how stupid hyena is. For the hyena is a very, very stupid, stupid fellow. La la la, la la la, la la la. Early one morning, word flashed through the forest that King Lion had just finished his morning meal. And all of the animals were on their way so that they could get as much of the leftovers as possible. And there was Hyena, hurrying along the path.
Scooch up!
All of a sudden, Hyena stopped still in his tracks. He could not believe what his eyes were seeing. For laying in front of him, and just to one side of the path, was a dead cow. Hyena snickered with joy.
Man, I've got this whole cow to myself. I am so happy.
La la la, la la la, la la la. Hyena ran over to the cow and was just about to devour that cow when all of a sudden, from the corner of his eye, he saw a dead goat laying on the other side of the path. Hyena rushed over to the goat and marveled at all of that good juicy meat that lay before him. And with his mouth now watering, he said again,
Man, I've got all of this good juicy meat to myself.
And the river is just there, so I have plenty of water to drink.
I am so happy.
La la la, la la la. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Hyena opened his mouth as wide as he could to take a big bite of that goat. But as he was doing so, a thought entered his mind.
Now wait a minute. Suppose another animal takes that cow while I'm eating this goat. This forest is filled with other wild animals who are also hunting. If one should take that cow, I'll lose all of that good, juicy meat.
And Hyena did not wish for that to happen. So Hyena ran back over to the cow. But just as he was about to eat the cow, another thought entered his mind.
Now, wait a minute. This cow is big and juicy, but my favorite meat is goat meat.
So Hyena went back and back again, from one side of the path to the other. He could not make up his mind.
The cow. Wait a minute. The goat. No, 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 no. The cow. I changed my mind. The goat. Cow. A goat. Cow. Goat. Cow.
cow, good 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 cow.
Poor hyena was going in two different directions until he was very, very tired. La la la, la la la, la la la. La la la, la la la, la la la. When the next morning came, hyena was so tired and worn out that he just lay there in the middle of the path. And he did not eat the cow, and neither did he eat the goat. And the moral of this story is, life offers us many opportunities to do good. And when they come, we must make wise choices. Decide on one thing or the other, and don't be greedy like the hyena. Hyena had all of the things that he needed, but what did he get? He got nothing. He wouldn't make up his mind. And remember this, every time you do the right thing, everything will be all right. So remember that hyena, and make wise choices, and do the right thing. La la la, 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 la.